Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Is this the Doors?
You got it, buddy.
Huh? See?
You got it.
See?
Oh, he's right on.
You don't think I catch on. We're talking Doors today here with Chip Marvin of Home Story of Phoenix. Website is
www.homestoryphoenix.com.
This is a new innovation that brings one more option for upgrading your home, remodeling your home fairly painlessly.
It really does. In fact, it's more of a designer project than a construction project, because we're just coming in, unscrewing the old doors, screwing the new custom-made doors back in place to fit the opening.
The catalog shows some great before and afters.
Absolutely.
Just how much difference it can make
it's
on
amazing.
The interior look at your house.
It's amazing.
Used to be, in a remodeling project, if you wanted to change your doors, we'd go in, we'd remove the casing. That usually created a little drywall dust as the rough edges were exposed and stuff like that. And then we'd take a Sawzall and we'd cut through all of the finish nails that are anchoring the jamb to the rough buck, and that usually creates a little more sawdust and drywall dust. And then we break the door down and haul it outside, casing removed from both sides. You've got a rough opening exposed there that now has to be remeasured, because we would never, we generally, when we would remodel, we would not measure the existing door. We'd get back to the rough buck, find out what we had, then we'd measure then. So we were talking, then we'd have to wait for the door. We were talking maybe 2 to 3 weeks at best. We were talking in a pre-hung, just let's just take a Masonite colonist 6-panel door on a 4/9/16 jamb, 7/8 inch thick colonial casing. We're going to be paying about $300 for that, and then we're going to be bringing it back in, and we're going to spend about an hour and a half or 2 hours plumbing it, leveling it, adjusting the swing. I don't like any of my doors to have a bigger width than a credit card crack all the way around all three sides of it.
Right.
I like it to hug the floor pretty tight. You're going to be in there about a day replacing one door. We would be putting estimates in, unfinished. We'd be putting estimates in of close to $700 or $800 at the very least.
Oh, sure.
At the very least.
The other problem you have is the new jams may not line up exactly with the old ones, so you may have flooring issues.
Absolutely.
Because they could have tiled up to the jamb or the casing, and when you pull it out, there's a gap.
Now what do I do?
Yeah.
And I want to change casing profiles.
One thing leads to another. Absolutely.
Oh, God.
Absolutely.
So all of that stays in place. All the messy part of the operation
doesn't
even get touched.
Exactly. Exactly. And in terms of cost, for a hollow core door, you're looking at $324, and we do have a special running to the end of December of $249. That is factory painted door with new hinges, installation and disposal of old doors is included. Hardware, if you want new hardware, it would be anywhere from $60 to $120.
Depending on what level of grade you bought.
That's right. And of course, the hinges would match the hardware.
And you're coming in and replacing four or five of them in a course of
a couple hours. Absolutely.
This is cool. This is one of those things, Romy, where I say, why didn't I think of that?
Now, this is for interior doors.
Correct.
Something that you could walk into Freelight showroom and see, y'all do patio doors, French doors,
Absolutely.
Front doors as well.
Absolutely. And those would all be, exterior doors would all be pre-hung because of the issues of weather stripping and the sill. We'd want a real tight
Absolutely. Seat. So I'm just picturing if I redid my entire house on the interior doors and all the interior doors match an old front door, you know, what do I do now for the front
sure.
door? Well, you've got that covered.
Absolutely.
So cost is reasonable. It's very expeditable. Let's talk about the difference. Say I want to convert I did this, Chip. I did this at my. I mean, I live in a 1960s 3-bedroom, 2-bath house that
sure.
was all those Luan doors. Well, one of the jobs we did back in the 80s, the doors came in wrong. So all of a sudden, I had, you know, a dozen 1¾-inch solid core oak veneer doors that I dapped and mortised one by one to fit that existing jamb because of the sautilla tile floor. I didn't want to. It was exactly that issue. I didn't want to deal with that.
Yep.
That was a major pain.
Absolutely.
Now, how about closet doors? Because once you walk into the bedroom, if I'm converting that Luan or that slab masonite door to a good-looking door, I walk in the room, it's still that Luan or slab door, the bifold, the bypass, whatever it may be.
Yeah, we quite often do those as well so that there's a consistency. All the panels throughout the house match. Or what a lot of people do is they go with a full-light mirror, wardrobe mirror, so they have a wardrobe mirror out of the deal too, and that would typically be bypassed where the two doors slide past each other. But that's not only functional, but it gives you a sort of modern room enlarging effect having that mirror.
Absolutely.
But a lot of options for closets.
Frosted glass,
absolutely. Reed glass, and a number of decorative glass options with a primed or a real wood panel.
One of the things we really appreciated in that house raising six kids was the fact how much quieter things got with
Absolutely. That
inch and three-quarter solid core.
Yeah, to go from a hollow core to a solid core is going to reduce the noise about 50%. And the other thing, it's going to feel and sound a lot better when you close it. It's sort of like...
It's a real door.
A real door. It's like going from a Lexus or a Mercedes as opposed to a Pinto. The door closes, it sounds good, and it feels good.
The only time we ever heard any noise after we put those solid cores was when Romy was taking his little brother's head, knocking it against
Romy,
the door.
Romy.
His brother wasn't quite as neat in the room, and so Romy would have to kind of wrestle him into subordination. You will pick up your side of the room.
Got it.
You could go into Romy's closet and everything was just folded perfectly in order, stacked to color, white to black. You know, it was incredible. Not so much with T-Boy. Not so much with T-Boy. So you get a heavier door, reduces a lot of noise, feels better. You moderate that crack at the bottom of the door,
right,
which also does a lot to silence the
noise transmission.
Yeah,
a lot of people don't like their doors,
right,
because they have a large gap at the bottom. Maybe they went from carpeting to a hardwood floor, and there's a huge gap there. We can fill that, reduce that gap.
I'm clicking through the website, and I spent a lot of time looking through it, and I found probably the neatest door I've seen so far is when you go into the door the section that's glass doors.
Absolutely.
And there's a lot of applications there into a little den.
Yep, office, you bet.
Something like that. But the pantry door, because it's got a glazing on it with some artwork into the frost, it says pantry, and it's got, you know, a drawing of, you know, a little country pantry. Are those glazing? I mean, this may not be a glaze, but this looks more like a some kind of frost
sandblast.
Yeah, it's etched on there. Right.
Etched on.
Right. Yeah, a lot of custom applications like that.
There are.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The other door that's increasingly popular is barn doors. Those slide on the outside of the wall. It's a great way to give you flexibility in terms of opening up two rooms to each other or closing them off.
Without having the doors having to swing, it slides.
Exactly.
You just have to get that wall space.
You need the wall space.
Open
absolutely.
On one side
absolutely.
Or the other.
And there's different hardware, different tracks available for that.
What do you do generally? You leave the baseboard the way it is.
Absolutely.
That's the advantage to this process is everything stays.
Absolutely. We're not
disturbing anything.
We're not touching
the
baseboard or casing. We're just changing out the panel.
Okay. Now, you say there are seven shades of white available on these door leaves, door panels. What happens if I want to match that color to my casings and base?
That's a good question.
Can you bring me that?
Absolutely. They're Sherwin-Williams colors. We have the numbers, so we can either do it or give you the colors so you can go to the store and get the exact match.
Okay. You can match that in a PPG product and get $30 off with every $100 spent when
you get
the coupon at Rosie on the House, right? So we were talking about virtually every project you tackle around the house does require some amount of painting, but literally this one, you could just do the door panels and be done with it and never even have to crack a paint can or clean a paintbrush.
Absolutely. Again, we're in and out with minimal amount of time, minimal disruption.
Now, what happens if I want to go to something other than your seven shades of white? What happens if I want to go to Cajun Blaze Red?
Well, we'd have to take care of that in our shop locally. That's not available from the factory, but we'd have our painter pre-paint it in our shop before we brought the doors out.
Bring the doors in blank. The factory's where, in California?
Yeah, just outside Sacramento.
You've toured it?
Twice.
Pretty impressive?
Very impressive.
It's amazing what they can do with those computer-guided machines, isn't it?
It's just phenomenal.
Golly. And they bring the doors in blanks?
Right.
Are they building the doors, or are they...
No, they're bringing them blanks, but it's interesting. They're getting oversized doors, so instead of 31 and 13 sixteenths. It's about 31 and a quarter width so that they can shave them down. And likewise, the height's 81 and a quarter instead of 80. It gives you more flexibility in terms of fabricating the new door to fit exactly.
Absolutely. A lot of people, when I'm going over a set of remodel home plans with them, you know, the door's 2-6, and I'll leave the plans with them and I come back. And when I come back the next time after they've had a week to, well, we'd like a door a little bit bigger than 26 inches.
Right, right. Run into that all the time.
2-6, 2'6",
exactly.
Which is a pretty much a standard bedroom door.
Sure.
Unless we go ADA or we're trying to accommodate the more of the custom homes, would go out to a full 3-0,
right.
Which isn't a 30-inch door. It's a 36-inch
right.
door.
Right.
3'0". Doors are complicated, Rome. I would have you put the next door order together. The first one you do, you'll pull your hair out.
When I built in 05-ish, I remember that the amount of time it took, I got wood stained grade doors. And the amount of time it took to stain and seal, and I did it in the garage.
Yeah, it's a big project.
And you could only do about four at a time because you needed room to work and
sure.
move and turn and flip them. Oh, man, I thought I'd never get done with the door.
But when you do order doors, I mean, it's the door. It got to the point where most door companies wouldn't even place the order unless their representative walked the job.
Right.
And they went over every single detail. Is it 4 9/16 or at the garage door where we have 5/8 inch of sheetrock on the garage, 1/2 inch on the inside, is it just another 1/4 inch bigger?
Right.
And it got to the point where we wouldn't accept placing a door order unless the door rep was there making the field measurements and authorizing every single specific
yep.
detail
That's
for
smart.
Every single
yep.
opening.
That's very complicated.
Complicated, made simple by Home Story, available from Freelight. Again, if they'd like to get a hold of you, Chip, the number would be?
602-254-2105.
And the website?
www.homestoryphoenix.com.
Only available in Phoenix right now, but like every other great thing, it will become available as the word spreads from us here at Rosie on the House. Y'all stay tuned.